The OSC Special Monitoring Mission reached the site 24 hours almost exactly after the plane came down. So we were the first international organization on the ground there. So we did the initial assessments. And then we quickly started bringing in very, very small teams of experts, first from Ukraine, and then from Malaysia, Australia, and briefly from the Netherlands. And then what's been happening in the past 3 or 4 days, we've managed to bring in very, very large teams of experts for the entire day. And these are experts who are primarily focused on recovery of victims' remains and also personal belongings. The teams are typically about 100, 160. Their investigation and the recovery efforts has been hampered, especially yesterday, by shelling, nearby shelling in the area. And, of course, we view this as unacceptable because there is meant to be a ceasefire, a kind of tailor-made ceasefire for this work to be able to proceed. But that was violated yesterday. We don't know by which side. But, you know, time is of the essence right now. So we're hopeful that it will remain calm and, you know, the experts can go about their work.
There have been stories about the experts not being able to access the site for a long time because the anti-government forces were preventing them from doing that. That's no longer a problem, is it?
Well, the rebels are the ones who kind of escort and provide access in that area. So what happens, the experts cross over from Ukrainian government territory to rebel-held territory, and the rebels are in control there. And when shelling happens, well, it's something that is very, very worrisome. It comes from a long distance, so again, we don't know where it comes from, but it does create a climate of fear and makes it very difficult to do that type of work. So again, we're calling for all sides to exercise maximum restraint when this work is underway.
There have been reports and videos of the rebels basically looting the site and taking personal belongings of the victims. How compromised has been the scene, according to the experts who got there?
Well, I think that's exactly what those are reports. We cannot verify them. What we know is what we see when we're actually on site. But we have reported on this, that there have been parts of the aircraft fuselage that have been cut into. This may have been as a result of the operation to recover human remains. But we've noted, for example, the cockpit that slammed into the ground, that's been quite severely cut into and spread out. So this is something that everyone is well aware of by now, and the experts will make an assessment whether it's been compromised or not.
So you said the goal of the experts is to recover the remains, but are they going to try to find out what caused the crash and which side is responsible?
Yeah, at the moment it's a kind of humanitarian mission where they're recovering victims' remains and personal belongings, but that will shift to more of a air investigation, criminal investigation. A lot of the expertise is already there, but the Dutch are leading the investigation, and for now they prioritized those two things, recovery of victims' remains and also personal belongings, of which, by the way, there's a lot. It's one of the things we've really been astonished with is how many personal belongings, from shoes to boxes of chocolate, books, you name it, it's there.
The black boxes have been recovered and sent to Britain, is that it? And who's dealing with
that's them? Our understanding that they were recovered and sent to the United Kingdom for analysis.
Okay. And what would be the next steps then? In terms of the investigation, how long it's going to take?
It could take weeks, but I think everyone realizes that for the work that is done there on the ground, on site, that it needs to be done quickly, efficiently. That time is not on our side any longer. Again, it's an active conflict zone with a shifting front line, so they do have to move quickly. They do realize that it's not business as usual in terms of a crash investigation, that, you know, they just have to move quickly and get that work done.